This is KUT. In the neighborhood around 12th and Chacon Streets in East Austin, change seems to be the only constant. I've been bringing you the voices of people in that neighborhood over the past few months as part of our On My Block project. Today, we hear from Judy Mitchell, who owns the Ideal Soul Mart at the corner of Angelina and Rosewood.
The East Side is really overrated. It's just too much. It's not the East Side anymore. Call it whatever you want, but it's too expensive to live here. My name is Judy Cage Mitchell. I've been in Austin all my life. I'm an Austinite. Me, as growing up, you wouldn't dare see a white person walking down 11th Street unless they grew up on this side of town with colored people. Now, they ride their bicycles, they walk their dogs. You know, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, you know, I guess West Austin is too hot for them, so they have to come back on this side of town. East Side is still my home, born and raised, but I'm just not, you know, it's not something that I wouldn't live on the East Side. Just because, not the people, just because of the rent situation. Once I graduated high school, I kind of moved back to the East Side, which stuff was affordable then when my kids were young. You could stay in a two-bedroom duplex for about $350. I worked in a business where I rented out homes. I worked for a company that we rented out houses and stuff. And every person house that we took in and rented out from them, they were from California. They might have three or four houses down here. You know, they're making a lot of money off Austin. They don't even live here. They stay in California. Then you got all these people from California coming out here buying all these houses because when they retire, they're going to be here. And everybody from Austin is going to be somewhere else. They're putting up all this stuff over here, and they're buying out these old people that can't afford to move, but obviously they don't care. And, you know, these people can't afford to start all over, just even with the money they give them. They don't want to have to move and pack up stuff, you know, and have to move somewhere else. I don't think it's fair for them to come in and build and force people out of their homes, because that's really what they're doing. They're forcing them out of their homes because they're wanting to buy, you know. And I don't think it's fair for them to force them to move, to force them to come in here and raise their taxes where they just can't afford to even stay. Some of these houses over here are really, really old. Some of them are like condemned. Instead of making them sell them, fix them up, make them historical houses or something, you know. Like there's one on 12th Street up here that's a historical house, you know, and they're not going to sell that house. If they really want to help people, they would have helped people upgrade their houses and make them look a little better instead of coming here building all this stuff to where all the taxes are everywhere are high. But Austin needs to do something about people coming down here and just buying us up, because people that actually live here and want to stay here, we can't afford to.